the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft. Here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
If dogs truly are a man's best friend, and they sure do come close, there are no better friends than Lewis and my son-in-law Drew, a dead-eyed dick of a duck hunter. Before Drew settled on the name Lewis, he first settled on the breed, a wired-haired pointing griffon, outgoing, smart as a whip, and renowned as a supreme gun dog. Lewis loved nothing more than being in the marsh retrieving downed ducks or working on a field pointing out game birds. Spoiler alert, the story gets sad from here on in. These have been tough days at my daughter's household, as both she and Drew had to make the decision to have Lewis put down because it was the right thing to do. Somehow, and no one knows why, a good portion of his small intestine had twisted itself into knots, with surgery not an option at any cost. Lewis was in agony and had to be set free. Now, I don't know how many dogs I've had to put down in my lifetime, but none was easy. Oh, I've had my favorites, but I would not have traded one for another. They imprint themselves on you. Drew and my daughter Erin are still trying to come to grips with the loss of Lewis. He was with them for 9 years, but his life expectancy was supposed to be 12 or 15, so it was tough bidding farewell. Come this year's duck season, it won't be quite as special. Even Lewis knew Drew was a crack shot, and he would be in the water before the duck even hit it. He was one very special dog. For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandale, Sam McKee. Make up your A-team this wonderful weekend on The Fan 590, Outdoor Journal Radio. And that music, that little tune, that little bumper, tells us it's time for a little in-house safety. Our in-house safety expert, former, no longer with, retired, Staff Sergeant with the OPP, Bradley Schlurf. How are we doing, bud?
Well, we're doing okay. I'm glad that Mark started on sort of a sad story. We've all gone through that, I'm sure, with our favorite dog. But I got no happy stories today either. Well, I do.
What do you got?
Okay, so, you know, our harping and whining forever and ever on PFDs, Moosonee.
Yes.
So this is the real north for people that aren't familiar about the part of Ontario that's past Highway 7. Family of six people, three adults, three kids. The kids range in age from 2 to 14. OPP get a call that they're in trouble in the Moose River. That's way up there, kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, the boat is submerged by the time the cops show up. Everybody is alive and healthy because they're all wearing PFDs.
Oh, nice. Nice. Boy, I didn't know where you were going with that.
Well, I don't know if they're so happy, but...
Yeah. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that great? Wow. It's that easy. I mean, it sounds so what? But it's that split decision to put on a life jacket before you start that motor or venture offshore, that split decision where you make that judgment call of a lifetime.
Imagine the panic, having a two-year-old in the boat with you and that happens.
Oh, my God. That's wonderful. I mean, not wonderful that they had the mishap in the first place, but wonderful that things worked out. I was reading a story this morning that John sent me, and I don't know, now we're getting into real morbid stuff, but the story about the four-year-old that drowned in the backyard pool in Laval, that one's a tough one.
Yesterday, a two-year-old in Lanark County, so somewhere near Perth, Ontario.
Wow. I mean, obviously, that has nothing to do with life jackets. That has to, all those, I'm assuming, have to do with supervision.
Okay, so we have a pool, a big pool in our backyard. And when our kids were little, I used to go through a case of pop a day with the number of children that would be. Sometimes I'd look around and my kids aren't even at home. There's other kids, a couple of them I didn't even know one time, were swimming in our pool. My son would invite every kid between about 6 and 15 in the village to come swimming. But nobody drowned there because there was always an adult watching.
And that's the key to those things, right? I mean, obviously, aside from having the legalities all in place, such as proper fencing and all and gates and all that stuff, but beyond that, it's just supervision. Brad, you know, I'm always amazed. We do a lot of traveling across the country, and from time to time, we're on big bodies of water, and we'll be cruising by, you know, a beached area, say in a provincial park. And one that comes to mind is I've seen this a few times, Balsam Provincial Park. And you see, you know, kids unattended, frolicking around, albeit relatively shallow water. In other words, they're up to their waist in water, unattended, and they're just running around and of course no life jackets on, because who would swim with a life jacket? You know?
Well, it's a fun thing at the beach, right? So who hasn't done that? Like, let your kids run and frolic around in the water. You just got to be close and paying attention. And you know, like the Life Saving Society rule, no more than an arm's length. So you got to be pretty close. Like laying down on the towel, studying the inside of your eyeballs while said children. And you know, leaving other fairly small children responsible, it's not a good idea. Like the idea about having a partner and making that other kid responsible, sort of, but not abdicating the responsibility to him. Because, you know, the 7-year-old can lose track of what they're doing any minute, too. And
yeah, it doesn't take much, for sure. Doesn't take much. Speaking of not taking much, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, all that's lined up so far is a bit of yard maintenance, and then going to go to the golf course tomorrow afternoon with my wife and our friends. So,
oh, that should be an interesting outing. How much yard do you have? Like every week you're yarding. Like, tell me.
I make up stories about this stuff too. I can stretch out like 2 hours of cutting grass into something like it's an 18-hour operation.
You should just make a yurt.
Don't use that word unless
you
mean it.
I forgot the name we said this
morning.
Don't
use that word. You're not allowed to use that word.
A moat. Sorry, a moat. Make a moat.
And that, by the way, how many people have you had drowned in the moat around the castle there? Because you're paying attention to it all the time, right?
Well, quite honestly, it's not very deep. I mean, you could walk across. We just use it. It's a fear-mongering tool. You know, I mean, people see moats, they run away, right? But they don't know. They could actually walk across it.
They still run away.
Yeah. They run. They run. Anyways. Oh, good Lord.
Well, we can't go yet. We've got to talk about the beer booster seat.
Yes, please.
Okay, so this is a good one. In the OPP near Kitchener, Ontario, stop a fellow and a 22-year-old guy, and he's got a 2-year-old son, and instead of a booster seat, he's using a 30-pack of a popular American-branded beer now made in Canada for a booster seat.
Well, okay. Now, let's just think about that for just a moment, if we could. What a wonderful piece of, I mean, it's an innovative concept, is it not? I mean, you double bang it, you kill two birds with one stone, and off you go. I mean, did he have the seatbelt on it at least?
Well, it looks like it, and you know, so here on Monday, if I run into him, Chris Whaley's going to kill me about this, because Chris Whaley is a passionate advocate for seatbelts, and because he had a near-death experience himself in a police car where a seatbelt saved his life. But aside from that, he's very passionate about seatbelts. So if I say, well, at least the guy tried, Chris might not think that's good enough.
What would he get? Obviously, there would be charges laid. What's the charge for something like that?
Well, a child under 40 pounds have to have a proper booster seat. Like a 30-pack of Bud Light doesn't count. Especially probably if that's where it's sitting. The likely one end of it is open, and he's pruning them out one at a time as they're driving down the road.
Well,
so he gets pinched for having an improper booster seat. Well deserved.
Improper. Well deserved. What age do they have to have that booster seat till, by the way? Do we know?
Okay, so here you go. I'm retired. Remember, I'm not like a pistol on these kind of statistics. I know that 40 pounds is relevant, and there's a height relevance, too. I think maybe 4'6" or something, but I don't know, 6'5", 17. I can make up an answer as quick as I can tell you the real one.
Do you know how much the fine was?
No.
Boy, we're getting... Boy, we're
a whole
really
pile of money.
Really putting you on the
plus
spot.
Plus, you might lose the case of beer.
Oh, that's not good.
It's like being back on duty, all these questions being thrown at you.
Right? On duty, though, you have a little plastic book with all those fines right in it. I could look that up in seconds. Actually, they don't likely have that anymore. It's probably on a tablet.
Any fishing trips coming up? I haven't heard anything good. I haven't heard anything from you that would indicate that you are going to get a reprieve from the governor and you won't have to do housework and backyard work and all that other work that you are trying to sell us on.
Well, at the cottage in beautiful Beaverton, Ontario, we were out there. We got some big jumbo perch.
And who doesn't love,
hotter than blazes.
And who doesn't love the town of Beaverton, by the way?
Ideal location.
Place. It's great. So have you been out on the lake this year on Simcoe?
Yeah, we were out 3 days ago. And? Actually, we went out 2 days in a row, caught some nice perch.
Beautiful. There you go.
I have a question for you.
We know with the new 3.5-month-old grandson, we have to have a cottage with air conditioning and a proper tub. Like, there's none of this outdoor shower stuff or anything for this phase of life.
No kidding.
Brett, I have a question for you. You're retired, and every weekend you say that you have to cut the grass, you have to do something around the house. Why don't you just do that on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday? And then
well, I'm lying most of the time. When I'm telling you this stuff, I'm lying most of the time.
Cops don't lie.
Retired cops can, especially when they're talking about yard work.
We'll let you off the hook, my friend. We're going to live release you, just like that. Apparently, that 11-foot sturgeon world record was live released.
Thing of beauty. And that 32-pound Chinook in Lake Ontario wasn't.
No, that's that for sure. Can you imagine if a 15-year-old won the Great Ontario Salmon Derby? Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
Fingers crossed for the rest of the Derby that she wins.
That's right. All right, my friend, I will cast you adrift. We will talk to you next week. Don't spend too much time in the backyard, please.
It's a deal.
Bradley Schlorff, retired former, no longer with the Ontario Provincial Police, now our very own in-house safety expert on Outdoor Journal Radio.